Everyone, it's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. I've got Eva Crickson. I got Woo! Michael Johnson. Yeah. Michael is, I don't know, pretending to be a rock star. But yeah. Like, hi. You look like a near-death Jim Morrison right now.
Yeah, I'm on my last, you know.
You're halfway out the tub.
You need longer hair, although your hair is much fluffier than last week.
I'm about 10 minutes left in my life right now.
You're going to take that final nap.
Yeah, my liver's shutting down. I can feel the... the death poo at the door.
Does that really happen?
Yeah, it's just gonna evacuate into this tub that I'm sitting
in. I thought you meant someone shat into Jim's mouth, and that's what he choked on and died. I thought
that was Mama Cass.
Mama Cass ate his shit. That's right.
Yeah, she ate, what's his name, Michelle Phillips's poop.
BM.
Yeah, her BM, and choked.
In a rage, because was it John Phillips?
John Phillips.
That she wanted, so...
No, she wanted the other one. I've seen the whole...
Did she really choke on a sandwich angry?
Yes, she did. She choked on a sandwich, but that caused a heart attack. It wasn't the choking that killed her.
Did she think that by... like, kind of like when a dog eats out of a cat's box, was it just for flavor? Or did she think she would gain the powers of Michelle Phillips?
I thought she would gain the powers.
Okay.
Of thinness.
I mean, that's happened to me. I used to set up
nets. Do dogs really go down on cats?
they'll eat the cat's litter.
Oh, I thought like, you said when a dog...
They're fessies?
When a dog eats out of cat's box.
Yeah. No, I mean, if the cat's sexy enough, the dog will eat its puss. Yeah. But it has to be like a really sexy cat.
Well, hi. That little southern cat could get it.
Actually, yeah, dogs lick anything, so I'm sure a few of them have, you know, gone down there.
Yeah. I think it's more up to the cat. The dog's always down.
That's true. The cat runs away and it'll just lick a spot near where the cat was.
Yeah, just it'll lick the trail to show interest. Lick the vapor trail from the cat's ass and puss.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah. So you put on a play.
I put on a play.
You did.
Hate mail.
Hate mail.
Yes. You were there.
I was there all three nights of it, helping
John Papagiorgio, really came through.
So did
Don Perlis.
I did not.
You did not. You.
But I did pay for a ticket.
You had an Airbnb.
I did.
Uh-huh.
And was it like a sexy weekend?
It was a sexy weekend away. And it was a B&B. We stayed in an actual B&B.
Oh, so other people heard you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I was at a CNC. It was factory that made music.
CNC music
as
factory.
As soon as you said that, I was just waiting for it.
Yeah, get there, slowpoke.
Yeah,
come
just hurry
I
up.
Was at a D&D.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. And in fact, it's still going.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Your game?
Are you the DM?
I am the dominant DM.
Okay.
There's also a sub DM.
Ooh, that sounds feisty.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I want to be a beholder.
What's that?
It's a creature with many eyes on stalks.
Is it like the Demigorgon?
I think the Demigorgon
is like a celery stick.
Why did I just think of ants on a log when you said celery stick?
Because he had mentioned many eyes.
Yeah, but remember that snack, Ants on a Log?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
I also remember seeing that at the men's bathroom at the park. So,
I like cutting out the fanciness, just eating the log. Yeah. Who needs
Hi,
the
Michael.
Ants?
I have some ants on a log.
Hey, buddy.
They're in the bathroom.
I haven't seen you in a while.
You do Michael. Sound like my second grade teacher.
They're in the bathroom, Michael.
Mr. Sukinski.
Miss.
No, yes. I sound like a sexy lady when I talk like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not gay if you're a sexy lady, miss?
I can be both. This is 2020.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm kind of digging this.
Oh.
Tells you something about where I'm at.
So how was hate mail? It went real well.
It went well. Yeah. I mean, it was a good show. Good. Like I was telling you earlier, something I needed to do.
Yeah.
I needed to do... something instead of sitting around bitching and thinking about doing something.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Good experience.
That's awesome.
I think
that's definitely like at the base of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Right. It'd be right at the bottom. Yeah. Like, I'm creatively unfulfilled. The person next to you is like, I haven't eaten in like 3 weeks. Me neither. I have tech rehearsal. Well, no, I would ask you though too. Like, I mean. I don't care. Like, you were a part of it too, from an outsider's view. Like, was it a good experience for you at all?
What, seeing the play 3 nights in a row?
Well, just the general sort of what you observed from me.
Well, you were using my laptop to run slides.
Oh, God.
Like, so yeah, literally the entire time.
No,
you're on pins and needles.
No, yeah. I meant just like the whole.
Don't click on that folder labeled fun, right. In all caps.
No, I meant the whole experience, like, from, you know, like, a few months ago leading up to it, like, from an outsider's perspective, like, was it something that you saw, at least for me, doing it, like, oh, you know what, I'm glad he did this. This was a productive use of his time.
Oh, I'm glad when any friend does much creatively, like, as long as they're not real successful with it.
So you were really happy about,
yeah,
this.
I was completely okay. I was like, oh, he's put asses in seats, but yeah, not sellouts,
right?
And the play went very well, but not perfectly,
right?
And I could live with all that. Yeah.
But would you say you were proud of him?
No, I guess what I was asking, but like, from, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Why don't you say it to your friend in the stall?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you say it to me?
Hey.
Hey.
Well, so I put on a play over the weekend, just 3 nights.
Super duper proud of you.
Thanks. It was a good experience. I think it went well.
Do you feel like you grew?
I'm fucking grown now.
No, like as a performer and an artist.
Hold on a second. I have to get something in my hand.
So wrong.
Pulled out a foot long from Subway.
No, what I was saying earlier, though, is that was a good first toe in the water. I want to do another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. Is it going to have a role for a certain actress friend of yours who might be here right now?
With that sexy...
as long as I do that voice.
Yeah. No, I don't know what I want to do. I just want to do more stuff that... like I was telling you, like, I've been to a million improv shows, storytelling shows. I'm doing a play right now.
American Buffalo, right?
True West.
Kind of. Why do I keep mixing them up? Because American Buffalo is on Broadway right now.
And a lot of the Buffalo are out west.
Is it about the guy
who
played Batman?
Yeah.
Huh? Is it about the guy who played Batman?
True West.
Yeah. It was, and the disgrace that he felt when he wasn't cast the first time.
Oh, and Michael Keaton bumped him.
Didn't Adam West say, like, when he reportedly, he said, they didn't even ask me. And like, no, they didn't.
No, he didn't.
It was,
he wanted to do the Batuski.
They wanted to make money. No, but I don't know. There's something like a minimalist kind of theater, kind of like what Eva was talking about before we started.
So just picturing kabuki paint. Well,
I don't know. I just want to do something similar, but I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, because what you did, your play was just like two people at lecterns or whatever you want to call it, reading hate mail, like just mail that they sent back and forth. It was
to
just
each other,
them,
yeah,
yeah, reading.
And
their
it was
missives.
The idea of the authors that wrote it that they wanted to do, see if they could write a play. And this was back before, really, I guess maybe they're emailing, but they said it was written mostly through faxes.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see if they could write a play that way.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
So
an epistolary play.
Yes.
If we want to get, oh, sorry, John.
No.
Theater stuff.
Oh, no. It's cool that you think going through that much paper wastefully is awesome.
Whatever.
I do.
With the world burning.
With let Australia it, on fire.
Let yeah. Fucking
Midnight Oil
burn.
Would like you to listen to a song of theirs or two. You know, beds are burning, pals.
About the Aborigines?
Yeah, them too.
Are they burning? Everyone's
they
burning
are.
There.
Yeah.
What happened? What's going on in
the
Australia?
The koalas are committing
are
hate crimes.
Is there really a big fire?
Like the entire
Australia?
All of Australia
really?
Is on fire. But
really?
It's been on fire for like 2 months. Yeah.
So it's okay now.
I have totally checked out of the news. Like,
yeah.
I
understand.
The other week I picked up the Washington News Post at work and I was like, oh, Trump's acquitted. I thought he was on his way out.
<You're> amazing. No, Australia.
I mean, because you look at headlines like on Facebook or other places online, and it's like,
well,
he's done. He is done. And
it's
then
done,
what
honey.
Happens when your news source is just people we do improv with?
Yeah, that's true.
This time they've got him. So long, right. Cocksucker.
Right. Everyone's so woke.
That happened. That happened and ended quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only Republican. That voted to not acquit him.
Mitt Romney.
Was
I
Mitt.
I did see that. Yeah. And all
you
I'm,
could be a Romney. looking at you.
Thank you.
You could be. They're a handsome group.
Yeah. You can be the bastard he had with like
you
a...
You could be a Spiro Agnew.
I would have been the perfect, you know, middle, younger child in a big political family that, you know, just ends up on drugs.
Yeah. And,
Cash Romney.
Yeah, Cash Romney. Cash Romney back in rehab after 6 DUI.
No, she's not breathing. We'll fix it.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Gosh, I hate these girls keep like dying on me. Why don't you try getting some new fucking shit?
We're Mormon, goddammit. Bug You're not even supposed to be drinking.
Throw her in the giant corpse toilet. Flush.
Yes, Papa. Yeah, you could be a Romney.
I could, or a Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to die.
You don't want that curse on you.
No, I don't.
No.
The only reason I knew that he had voted against it because I just saw people on Twitter freaking out like, well, Mitt Romney finally showed some guts. And then I'm like, you almost can put two and two together. It's like, oh, he came out against Trump.
Oh, he lit Australia on fire.
Mitt Romney started that fire in Australia.
Finally, someone's sticking it to the koalas.
Took a drag of his cigarette and just...
I thought Mitt Romney, though, was behind the Astros cheating scandal.
He was. Yeah. He came up with the drum banging sign.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking news.
Wait, no, I heard about the new rule in baseball. Is that what you're talking
about?
You
can't fucking cheat?
No, about the three batters or something?
Oh, that's the new reliever rule.
Yeah,
this is the news I care about.
Yeah, okay. I heard about
this is the only thing I've seen you Facebook about.
I know.
I heard about
rule.
That. I didn't hear about the Astros. What happened?
They basically used like they were recording at their home stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And they were recording the catcher's signs.
Okay.
And they actually set up like a little office in the clubhouse. And so then they would relay
complete with a Michael Scott.
They would relay what they were hearing and through like the radio through either someone like banging a garbage can against the wall. So
was
the batter
it Pete Rose?
Yeah,
they're big fans of Stomp.
They think that one of my favorite players, Jose Altuve. I still like him. Mm-hmm. He's like 5'6" and mashes.
So much puss.
Yeah, he just crushes the ball and pin. They think he was wearing a buzzer. So, like, he'd be up at bat and, like, it'd buzz twice and he'd know, like, a curveball was coming or a fastball.
Jeez.
Like cheating scene in Casino.
Yes.
Yeah. They were basically using a high-tech yet crude Morse code.
Jeez. Are they still a team?
Yeah, they basically didn't get punished.
Okay. Boys will be boys.
I know, basically. That's yeah. They raped the National League and American League pitchers. And there's actually litigation.
Okay.
As there should be.
Yeah.
I wish this had happened in a Japanese league, because it's like, how many pinkies would be cut off?
Well, you know, no, I think, I bet you, if that happened in... a Japanese league, like half the Astros would have committed Harry Carey. they'd fallen on their bats.
Just a week long string of every new, just Japanese ESPN. Just reporting which suicides.
The
kamikaze.
Yeah. The center fielder for the Tokyo Giants fell to his death today.
Arigato, tamagotchi-san. It'd just be fun. It would just look like the end of the Oscars. Every fucking night. Just a death montage.
In memoriam.
In
memoriam. With, like, a famous Japanese pop star singing.
Yeah.
That was all I was
going
to do.
Oh.
No, nope. I couldn't do it. No, I didn't hear about that. That's major.
Yeah.
League.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Yes.
That wasn't was quite as quick as the CNC. I was like, oh.
Sorry. Don't all have that rapist wit, Michael.
That Romney wit.
Yeah. Cash Romney.
Cash Romney back in rehab. We're all rooting for you, Cash.
Hey, you know, it's just like one rehab at a time.
Cash, where's our daughter?
You know, probably a river. What? It wasn't my fault. She, like, OD'd.
That's okay. You're so handsome.
You're so handsome. Is there anything that scamp won't do?
No. I mean, I won't do the butt all the time. She's got to be on the rag. Or a dude. What? Chicks with dicks are cool. All
what?
Right.
Don't think Republican could be that progressive?
Yeah. I fuck anything with a dick. Could be a girl or a guy.
This dick is like my family. It does what it wants.
The light just came on.
It agrees.
That light is gay. Just got turned on hearing this.
Boom.
Yeah, so you put on a play?
Yeah.
I wish I knew anything about theater so I could make a reference likening you to literally any producer plays. Harvey Weinstein, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You're like our Weinstein.
Or a regular Cash Romney.
Yeah.
What? I put on plays.
What? I'm like a Barrymore.
I'm going to be Cash Weinstein.
No leader, Howard.
Cash Weinstein.
I do not take no for an answer.
Well, you just got back from New York.
I did.
So, tell me.
So?
Us.
Yeah, tell
us. You were gone for like 4 days.
I was.
We missed you.
I know. I missed you guys so bad.
I talked to you every day.
Yeah, we would.
Text it all the time.
No. Yeah, no, we. I was hanging out.
Because that's
with...
what we do.
Oh, Cash.
Cash.
What? You get my dick suck. I get squirrely. Stop.
But despite all of his access to poon and ass, he still goes down to like the rest stop and just does it because he's like a man of the people. You know, he's just.
What? Sometimes you just need a nut.
Yeah, he is a man of the people. Cash Romney back in the news again.
This is my new girlfriend.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. What's up?
She's like 63, but...
Look. I don't know much, but I know I love you, Cash.
I love you too, babe.
All right.
God, get on my dick.
Okay.
How was New York?
It didn't have theater like this. Yeah. No. It was okay. I mean, I got to hang out in Harlem with my friend Sarah. She does like this Freaky Friday thing every so often where there's a girl that lives in the city, originally from Rochester, who goes back to Rochester. And then Sarah leaves Rochester to take over.
Do they know each other?
Do they? Yeah, they know. It's not like a Rochester exchange program. Like,
it sounds more like The Holiday.
The Holiday.
Starring Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. Where they like switch houses because they're both hard up on love. And then like Cameron
Diaz. I need to go to the city.
I need to go to the country. I need to go to England. I need to go to California. You know it. I'm gonna do. Well, I hate men, and then
do they actually swap families?
No, they swap houses. It's like a house swap, and then like of course Cameron
to find love.
Cameron Diaz like goes and like she meets, Jude Law, and they fall in love, and then Kate Winslet.
Where's
Kate Winslet meets Jack Black?
Oh God!
And they fall in love.
Oh,
I know.
On.
It's
She's
so
got
mean.
An extra pound or two, but come on, that's
it's
insulting.
So mean.
Yeah,
it's so mean. God. Like, come on. And he's trying to play like romantic and normal, but like he's still the quirky, funny guy.
I can just hear her agent pitching that, and she goes, "He's like, hey, yeah, we got Cameron Diaz, and she's gonna fall in love with Jude Law, and you go to the country, or
you go to the Beverly Hills,
the Beverly Hills, and you're gonna fall in love with Jack Black."
Who was that?
So we got you on a flight, and you're all signed up.
It's like camp. That's how agents work, and you're all signed up.
You're all signed up. There's just no way to go back on this. And I got you a Tenacious D album to listen to.
Well, I know you know best.
Yes.
Is it going to be a hit?
Oh yeah.
Oh definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. It's called Sister Swap. Swapping City Sisters. Yeah, The Holiday. It's called The Holiday. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my, what I get, rented at the hotel.
The old Sister Swap.
Yeah. Did you know these two twins do porn?
Oh, that's cool.
So anyway, we'll see you later, Kate. Remember, you can't come back until filming is done. And if you try to step foot in L.A., I will have your feet cut off.
Till I get my 10%.
Am I allowed to write to my parents?
Your parents are actually going with you.
Oh.
They got a lot riding on this, too.
So much riding. But that's
Catherine,
what it...
we need you to fall in love with Jack, Catherine.
Jack Black? Yeah. She hears Jack and she thinks it's like Leonardo Jack DiCaprio
Black,
again.
Jack Black's cool though, right?
Oh yeah, and he's good. It's a really cute movie. Anyway, so they do this
he
thing.
He has to eat monster pussy. Right?
I bet he's...
Michael's just looking
at I just imagine him eating a monster.
Oh, fuck.
Demi Gorgon.
Hey, Jack, you're a celebrity now. You don't have to fucking eat troll pussy.
I don't want to eat human pussy. Give me a zombie squirrel.
No, he's charming in the movie, and they clean him up a little bit.
Does he sing? Does he, like, serenade her?
He does sort of... It's sort of like when you see Robin Williams, like, in Dead Poets Society, and, like, he's really serious, but
I just see most of the movie is about him and Kate Winslet's character, you know, him courting and then falling in love, and then he cut to Cameron Diaz, opens the door to Jude Law, and just, like, falls back on the bed with her legs spread up in the air. My name's Nigel.
Stop wasting time, fruit. Come inside. Oh, your legs seem to be around my back. Yeah, don't pull out, you
give me a child.
Teach it to speak fancy like you. Blast the cervix like the guns of the Navarone.
And then cut back to Kate Winslet. And Jack's like, I have never met anyone like you before.
Scooby Doo da da.
Kate said that.
Cut back to just Cameron Diaz's head being bashed on the headboard.
Is she.
And then the camera pulls back, and Jude's just looking at her in the doorway.
Well,
fuck me again!
No!
I just want you to settle down. I'm going. I've had a hard time mating an erection with blood everywhere.
The rest of the movie, camera just walks around like.
Oh, you're leaking.
No!
Oh. Not a drop goes to waste. Sew me up.
You know who's also in that movie who I've met? Well, I'm throwing this out. Eli Wallach. You guys know him? He's dead now.
Yeah.
The he's like, you wouldn't know him. Look him up.
Good, the bad, the ugly.
Yes.
Eli Wallach?
Tuco.
Was he an older guy?
Older guy, big Broadway guy. Good, Bad, and the Ugly. A lot of like 70s movies. And I met him. I used to bartend for Heather Randall, Tony Randall's widow.
Okay.
I did a few private parties at their gorgeous.
Tony Randall's dead?
No.
And his wife is hot. But I used
what
to.
What about John Wilkes Booth?
No, he's still working. Yeah.
Thank God.
I mean, he's still plugging away. His agent.
That man did so much good.
I know. Just what was the play? My American Cousin.
Yeah, like Our American Cousin.
Our American Cousin.
Brave on the stage, but braver off.
Oh yeah.
He really walked the walk.
He really did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you've got. You know,
I heard he has a monster dong.
Oh God.
Really?
Yeah. John Wilkes?
Yeah, he rode away on it.
Yeah, it's how he survived the fall from the balcony.
Right. I love all those like artist renderings of him like jumping up down to the stage. He looks like he's leaping like a ballerino after he shoots.
Well, because of the mores.
Oh, wait, did you guys know that he shot Lincoln?
Yeah, that's why I'm a fan.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't.
Michael hasn't been keeping up with the news.
I don't watch it. I have none of this is like,
yeah,
relevant. You mean the guy that they named the car after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk Honus Wagner.
Oh yes.
Yes. We were talking about Thurman Munson on the way here.
We were.
We actually were.
Yeah, we were talking about his facial hair and the fact he probably had a monster cock.
Yes.
Why?
I just
got in the way of the gears of the plane.
Yeah. There's drag, and we don't know why.
It was. We're gonna tell the news that it was the weather, but actually his cock got caught.
This just in: famed Yankee Thurman Munson has died. It was the weather.
Oh my God! His dick got caught.
This great montage back through time of all the Munson men crashing various vehicles.
No,
huge cocks.
I was just saying that like Joe Namath and Munson were like hot, but for that era, like the
Thurman Munson. Have like you seen a picture of him?
Yeah,
yeah. Look at
he
him.
He was
again.
Short, I think. So you already hate him, Eva.
I don't hate short people.
He kind of looked like.
No, he had. No, I know exactly what he looks
Who
like.
Who am I thinking of?
Actually, my old boss that I worked for in Brooklyn, the actor that's now on For Life, played Thurman Munson in The Bronx is Burning.
Mm.
That
I guess that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here he kind of looks like a little
Thurman shot. Munson looks like every dad who ever beat a child.
What, white?
Yeah.
It's like white trash.
That's how we achieve.
Okay. Just like white trash.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the Yankee uniform.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Here's a good picture. He looks like he's about to tell you that your car is ready.
And it's going to be a little more than you talked about.
No, I know you didn't ask for it, but I added some tint. Now just hear me out here. It's gonna look really cool.
Who did I think you were talking about?
And I said Joe Namath too, Ichiro. But like they were hot like for the 70s. You know, I don't think they would be hot today.
Joe Namath, I want to kiss
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Susie Colbert.
Yeah,
the shit out of him.
No, she didn't.
She did. Because really? He said he wanted to kiss her.
I want to kiss you.
And she said, where? Spread her puss.
Spread her butt open.
Yeah.
I guess I, like, well.
It was the first on-camera anal.
No, I need some, like, sideburns, Joe Namath, with, like, long hair. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. That looks like a Joe Namath you'd go out on the town with.
So cute. Yeah. Look at him.
He looks like the...
he doesn't look as good in color.
He looks like Cash Corleone.
Like, he looks like Cash Romney.
He's the disobedient middle child of a mafia.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah.
Was that his last season as a Ram?
I guess so. I had no idea he played for the Rams.
I thought he was always with the Jets.
Neither did he.
Because when you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Hey guys, it's John Papagiorgio. I am interrupting my own show to tell you this is where the half of the episode ends. I am recording this right now in my bedroom. I'm looking at Christina Hendricks doing an episode of Good Girls. If I had a genie's lamp, every woman would be built like her. You could keep the other two wishes. Just that. Second half of this episode will be up in a couple of days, so keep your eyes out for that. Hope you enjoyed this one. Until the next half, we're out of here? That doesn't sound right.